I think now that you're in the media, Lockie, it is important that people know about your history and youth crime.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
And not in reporting it, in perpetrating it.
Oh, goodness, you should delete that.
And what's the truth?
He's just looking at me stunned.
All you need to do is say the word allegedly and you can say whatever you want.
The post-show show, by the way. You can get in touch anytime. There will be pressure test answers at the end of this. Only one, because we only got one more show left for the week. We are joined by Lachlan Itter from the newsroom here at Triple M.
Hi.
He normally kicks up a scream because he's such a diva, but we've been graced with his presence once again.
Yeah, no snacks this time, though.
Oh, Hank, no, there's one more snack just over there, but you would have to reach it. I know. Yeah, no. You actually have to make a little bit of effort to get it. I'm sorry.
We got a little bit of, radio magic happening this morning because you're both in Rockhampton. I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah.
This, by the way, guys, I am busting for a piss, but I'm in this little voice booth, which is in this area where they do live performances in the Melbourne studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's performing today?
I don't know, and I'm not going to go out.
Get up and go and have a look, for God's sake.
They're performing tonight, so they're not here.
I can see people behind you.
There's like 19 people in the room behind me.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's your problem? Do you need someone to come and hold your hand or what?
Well, you need someone to give you a little snack from the other side of the desk, Lachlan.
Yeah, you little
shit. Your little twins.
Anyway, Jimmy and Nath are out there. What do we all think of them, guys? Because we're on the M's. We can slander them if we want.
I got nothing on them.
I'm not allowed to pick a favourite child.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, but everyone has them. So don't kid yourself.
I don't hear you doing a post-show show with them, mate. So,
well, your thoughts then, Anthony? You must have some. You brought it up.
They're sweet.
Oh, okay.
They're sweet. I saw one of them having dinner last night on Brunswick Street. Nearly lose an arm eating near him. Shit. Big boy. I'm only joking. I'll probably cut that out.
Oh, what are you talking about? Easter.
Well, I'm
Easter. And then do we also talk about Lachlan leaving us and divorcing us?
Are we allowed to discuss that yet? Because he's remarkably coy about it.
Allegedly.
Nah, go for it.
Allegedly, he's told us to piss off.
You're leaving the post-show show.
You're slamming the door and leaving us
behind. What, 4 weeks of hanging out with you two and that is enough?
4 weeks. It's been nearly 2 months, actually.
Has it?
It's a good thing we're not married.
And they haven't
ruined our anniversary.
Haven't axed it yet?
No, well, you've been axed.
You only ax something if there's actually listens.
That's the other way around.
It's just off in the ether. No one cares.
We've gone gangbusters lately.
Yeah.
We put more ads in, making the sales team money with the post-show show.
Look, our parents like it.
Yes. They love it.
That's what he means by gangbusters.
Are they proud of what you do, Lockie, your parents?
I'd hope so.
No,
I tell you what, Mum does listen every morning. But she also uses it as a welfare check. Like, if I haven't spoken to her on the phone for 2 or 3 days.
That's a way to check in and spy on you.
Yep. I'm still alive.
My family do that as well. And sometimes you embellish a story and they're like, oh my God, so who are you dating? I was like, no, that's just a story I drew on from like 6 months ago. Just for content.
And then I can come in and go, he actually is dating. He's got like 3 on the go, Mum.
Yeah.
Can confirm. Disgusting.
2 girls, 1 guy.
Do they even know about each other? That's the way of 2024. Don't even tell them.
Yeah. Hey, Locke, I'm a bit curious about that email you've sent us about Chris Hemsworth, because that's remarkably pop culture to come from you. Do you want to talk us through it?
I haven't seen it.
An SEO service called Impressive says that Chris Hemsworth could earn more than $1 million per sponsored post that he puts up on social media. Much like yourselves, I'm sure.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Because he's just an absolute bloody god.
Is that what you do in journalism? You read a headline and then you don't have to know anything else.
I sent it to you so it'd be your problem, not mine.
I'm not a journalist.
No, but this is, as you guys are aware.
This isn't local content for me.
This is actually how it works, right, with these influencers online, is they get so much per post. So, yeah, $1 million. That's how influential he is. Yeah.
What? That just can't.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? But this is the word. Look at, let's just talk about all the soccer players that you love and their stupid bloody incomes, Anthony.
And that was going on before social media.
Yeah, absurd amounts of money.
Yeah, well, they bust their ass.
For kicking a freaking ball. Oh, piss off.
And Chris Hemsworth,
and then they have little wobblies on the field. Like, no one's worth that bloody money for playing a game. Get away from me. Capitalism.
They are so talented.
Oh, get off.
If that's the case, why do you only get like 2 goals in a game of soccer?
Exactly.
Because both teams are so talented.
Bugger all.
They work hard to defend.
Oh. I can never watch soccer.
Look at him defending it.
It's 90 minutes of nothing and 30 seconds of something.
Just because you're not into blokes. Chris Hemsworth is totally working for that $1 million a post, and we are looking at it.
Oh, sorry, what? He's smiling. He's smiling next to a packet of Swiss Vitagummies and he gets $1 million. That's not working.
And we all go weak at the knees.
$1 million?
Yep.
So what is that? If he's got 58.5 million followers, what value does that place on each follower?
There you go. Do the math. Your calculator out.
Who's doing the journalisming now?
Yeah. And you know, that's his rate. That doesn't mean that he's going to do many of them. It's not like he bloody needs to do many of them.
I think I've done it the wrong way around. It
just means that they have to cough up the moolah if they want him.
Well, you would imagine the more he does, the less he gets paid, right?
That's right. That's why it's
17 cents a follower?
That's like when you go and call a tradie and go, oh, I've got this job I need doing. And they go, oh, I'm going to quote you $5,000 and it's worth $1,000 because they do not want to do the bloody job for you. That's all he's doing. He's cancelling out all the tire kickers.
Yeah. I don't know. That still seems like a lot of money for one post.
Why would you do a movie? It is a lot of money.
Why would you do a movie, you know?
When you could put up a...
Well, movies are very time consuming. Talking about busting asses and things. They take months and months to create. Yeah, and then he might spend a year training for it physically.
And then you only get 19 more million than if you just post a photo on Instagram in an Under Armour shirt. Or something.
Like, go buy these. Hope he does post that. Hell yeah. Bring
it
on.
You'd rather it shirtless. Pinky's being randy today. She was talking about...
That's daily.
Sucking something about Sting.
Sucking Easter eggs.
Sucking the sting out of Sting.
I said Sting could be my sugar daddy. That would be a great setup. And then you judged me.
Lockie, do you know who Troye Sivan is?
Yes.
Well, you do.
Yeah. But only from like that, whatever song it was like 10 years ago that was.
Wow, you really know him.
Not worth $1 million.
Whoa.
We're talking about favorite
slow down.
In terms of the brands. I think there you go.
Triple M. Anywho, Lockie, what have you got planned for your Easter long weekend?
I have friends up. So
you have friends?
Family friends, so they're kind of obliged to pop by every now and then.
That's some breaking news.
That's right. Let me see.
I thought he was just a bit like, you know, get stuffed everybody, a little bit of a hermit.
Well, they do leave on Saturday, so I still get most of Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
Well, they're barely here for the long weekend then.
Yeah.
Wait, so
fantastic.
When do they get here?
Yesterday.
Mm. Lockie messaged me. He's clearly thinking of treating Kevin Shaz to a nice night out, Pinky.
Tell me more.
How late are the rub and tugs open in your poon? I go, mate, Jesus, firstly, there's no rub and tugs in your poon that I'm aware. I don't even know what that is. What's
that?
A rub
is
and tug?
Is that a communal bath?
What's a rub and tug? Lockie, can you explain that? I don't know what it is.
You're sounding like your parents again, Anthony.
I'm too tired to think of anything creative or offensive or smart.
It's a collective baths.
Or...
It's the baths, the rub and tug.
Anyway, where did you decide to take them?
Based on your recommendation, Citrus.
Good, nice.
I've never been there.
Oh, you haven't been yet?
No.
Okay, but you've done a booking?
Yes.
Good job. Yes. Yeah. Do they still do the Mexican style influence menu? Nice.
In all seriousness, though, how long have we been running for?
In all seriousness, far too long.
And yet, very little
long?
Has been achieved.
I actually don't know how long.
I know. He's so frustrated. Listen to him. He's cracking it. 13 minutes.
Oh,
Anthony.
Yuck.
You're
far
yuck.
Too long.
Too much rub and tug talk. That was you, mate.
Oh, I've got to cut out all the rub and tug talk except you mentioning it just then. And now it's going to seem like you're a smutty old hag.
Oh, well, nothing incorrect there.
Okay, well, let's get into some of the best bits of the last couple of days of shows, and then we'll catch you on the flip side, gang.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Oh, the song stopped. Okay.
Are you keeping a good rhythm like a metronome?
I know, right?
You ever seen the movie Seven?
Someone mentioned that yesterday and I don't recall it.
Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt. Morgan Freeman's one of those troubled detectives.
Oh, no,
you know.
See, that's the one I was thinking of. Someone mentioned the movie 7 Seconds, but I was thinking of Seven.
Yes. Well, you
yes,
know,
I have
you,
seen that. Yes.
You clicking reminds me of classic.
A psychopath. Cool.
No. Oh. Hear me out. Let me finish. Reminds me of Morgan Freeman's character, a bit of a, you know, troubled detective who stays up late throwing his switchblade at the dartboard or whatever, and he has to sleep with a metronome.
Such
of course.
A stereotype. Poor
so
detective.
That made me feel. So thank you for making me feel like Morgan Freeman briefly.
You're welcome. What are we talking about here, though?
Something very similar to the movie Seven and psychopaths. Camping food.
Oh, going camping. Well, thankfully, it's not in a national park. What is your favourite camping food on 1-triple-3-5-3? I'm camping in a regular kind of, you know, camping park, not out in the woods like in the movies. Like Blair Witch.
Wolf Creek.
Exactly. Ooh. We're going to Byron Blues Fest for Easter. Really pumped to go. Last time I went, my daughter was 5 and she's 16 this year. So it's been a while. Thank you,
wow.
Pandemic.
Sorry, did she come when she was 5?
Yeah, I brought her.
Oh, cool.
She got to see Rodriguez, Sugar Man, and Paul Simon, to name a few.
No way.
Iconic artists. Yeah, very cool. She would have no memory. She does
Wasted.
Remember seeing Sugar Man. She actually drew him a picture. And I don't know if I ever got to give it to his people, but she did do some artwork for him because she loved him back
I'm sure he's still got it. We took some comments on Facebook, by the way, Triple M Central Queensland, for what's your favourite camping food. Do you want to go through, because you're the one who's going to make some of this stuff.
Mm.
So I want to hear your take on baked bean jaffle cooked on an open fire.
Do you know
fire.
What a jaffle is? It doesn't sound like you do.
Is that a toasty?
Yeah.
Okay, why is it?
It yeah, might be the Queenslander way of saying toasty, jaffle.
No, I think everyone can be a bit weird when it comes to toasties. My family, we don't call them toasties. We call them Breville's, which is the brand of the toasty machine.
I think that's a very Victorian thing, actually, to say
I thought
Breville.
It was just a Stefanos thing.
Yeah, no, it depends. When you move around, people start correcting you. But, yes, do love a jaffle. And you can get a jaffle maker, so you kind of flick it in this little contained thingy, pop it over the fire.
Yeah.
But we won't be having a fire. So
I have
out.
To say, I was interested when we put this post up and we're going to ask the question about best camping food, because you are going, you know, you're not going to a national park.
No.
Like you said, you're going to Byron Bay Blues Fest. So I've just done a little bit of a Google search. I think you're pulling the wool over our eyes just a little bit here, because there are more food options at this festival than you can get in your poon. Do you want to hear about some of the food stalls that Byron Bay Blues Fest have? So you're not going to have to worry about a shitty old baked bean jaffle.
I am aware of this. There's still some other nights that I have to cater for. We can't just eat all the gourmet stuff.
There's the Bow Time food truck, if you feel like a bow bun.
Oh, yum.
That'll be yum. The Brazo Boys Brazilian barbecue.
Hello, boys.
Crust of wood-fired pizza. I don't know. I think I'd still prefer a baked bean jaffle.
What about some bully beef?
Oh,
or a
yeah.
stew. What's wrong with you, Anthony?
If you feel like, oh, have a look at this. Raijin Japanese cuisine. Mate, you've got the works at this place.
I know, but the thing is we're doing 3 solid days there, so we will be able to just eat there because we're not at the caravan, you know, camping park. It's outside of those times that I do need to have some things planned and organised, because also they're just little towns that we're visiting and staying at, and then everybody bombards them. So it's a bit like COVID in the dunny paper. You don't want to kind of rock up with nothing and then go, oh, let's go pay $5 for an apple. Oh,
yeah,
there's 2 left.
You
know.
Yeah, they'll charge you through your nose. Mm. Just has anyone commented any dessert options? I just want to see.
Linda said, anything I don't have to make or cook. Well, that
well, lucky you could probably not have to make or cook anything. I just want to compare. Someone wrote on Facebook, damper with golden syrup for dessert. Or you could make that, sure. Or you could buy yourself a Byron Bay organic donut.
Oh, my goodness. Those things are amazing.
This is glamping, mate. You're going glamping.
Kirsty, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Did you have some camping food suggestions?
I do. Firstly, you've got to go and get six of the best of the Galactic Donuts before you go. None of this organic donut stuff.
Get the real deal, you say, of course. We love Galactic Donuts. Don't worry about that.
Hey, mate, we used to do quite a bit of camping before we moved up to CQ, and we used to do what they call dump bags, which was like you would prepare, say, butter chicken and rice or spaghetti bolognese, yep. Have that all cooked and ready to go, and then all you have to do is reheat and eat.
Yes. And did you just put them literally in those little Ziploc bags?
Yeah.
I've seen people do that.
With you and defrost. That saved us a whole heap of stuff and about when we would go camping.
Where were you camping?
We did like Kilkeven, Bluff Creek, a few of those places up sort of around the southeast area.
Yeah, nice.
Right. Well, I think Pinky's camping walking distance from the beach hotel in Byron Bay, so she might still be able to go in and get the steak special.
I'm actually going to be in Lennox Head, but I did think about doing the Ziploc spag bowl just to have on hand. So that's a good reminder, Kirsty. I've kind of got time.
Lots of those two-minute noodle cups too are really good.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Suey Min.
Little Mee Goreng.
Yeah, those things. So you just have to add the boiling water and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's the one. The teenager lives on that stuff anyway because I don't care less about nutrition anymore. So that's all good suggestions. Thank you so much.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Good morning, Kent. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, ma'am. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Are you looking forward to Easter?
Yes, I am. I love my Easter. I love the Rocky Nats. I think it's great for the city. I'm a bit of a tyre kicker myself, but I think it's wonderful. I went out last night to watch some of the scrutineering, and the cars are a credit to people. It's just beautiful, eh?
This is true. What was your favourite?
You can't, and I'm a Ford man through and through, but wait, you can't complain. There's so many just beautiful cars, and so many put so much effort into them. It's just great. And a lot of cars, you know, locally are hidden away, and they only bring them out a couple of times a year. It was just wonderful to see them there last night.
Have any camp food suggestions?
Yeah, one is you hollow out an apple, and then you get a Mars bar and cut into quarters.
Whoa.
And then you put the Mars bar in the apple, wrap it in alfoil, and put it in your camp oven.
What? Is this a piss take?
No, that's it. Get a Mars bar, cut him into quarters like lengthways. Core out an apple and put it in the apple and wrap it in alfoil and cook it.
It's like a dessert. Big time, yeah. Anthony. You should see his face. He looks so confused.
Mars bar and apple sandwich. I'm just getting this up on Reddit right now to see what's going on.
Yeah, that would be like a little an apple pie style thing because it's all cooked up. Yum.
Yeah. Or if you want to make a little damper, just equal portions of milk, coconut, sugar and flour. And mix it. That's called a coconut damper.
Oh, yeah, I like a coconut one. Good idea. Look at him. He's got all the ideas this morning.
Who gave you this recipe, mate?
Oh, it's handed down for the Murray generations for 14 generations.
Well, there you go. Nice work. Thanks for letting us know.
1,400 years ago they had Mars bars, did they?
Well, they might have been modified.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
So was it a professional misconduct charge that got you sacked, Lockie?
Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Answer the question.
Was it? Payout if it's professional misconduct?
No,
probably not.
A professional misconduct payout? Oof.
No, you only get one if you're a high powered male CEO who's done something extremely inappropriate, in which case they palm you off and give you a glowing review to the next company.
Yeah, so you're not their problem. And run it into the ground. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, true story. That happened when I was working in an accounting firm.
Allegedly.
Stopping yourself from going on there?
Allegedly.
So let's rehash the fact that Lachlan Itter is leaving us at Triple M CQ, the newsroom. Yeah, and so we are off on Easter holidays and we will return to not you, an empty seat at the post-show show.
Yeah.
Why?
Had enough of you. That's pretty much it.
That's not even a lie. He has actually said he's like he's had enough. How many years have you worked with us? Well,
oh look, on and off, I've probably known you for 7 or 8 years, which is bloody terrifying.
Mm. It's a on and off kind of relationship, yeah. Anthony.
With
clearly
a lot
toxic.
Of off in the middle.
Yeah, there you go. On again, off again.
Yeah.
You
know. Wow.
Oh, on yeah. again. Oh, off again. You've known me too long, that's for sure.
Yeah.
God.
I did say yesterday to the friends who are in town, I've been in Rocky long enough now that things that are really odd don't surprise me anymore.
No, it's normal.
Such yeah. as?
Like driving to work a few weeks ago, there's a bloke with no shirt on walking down the road with a mattress on his head. And you go, a few years ago, I would have gone, what's up with that guy? And you just go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you're not leaving. You make it sound like you're leaving.
No,
Rocky.
No.
You're not.
Yeah, you're not leaving Rocky.
No, of course not.
Changing workplaces.
Mortgage.
We are sad that you're leaving us. So this is going to be your last post-show with us. I didn't even think about that when I was doing all that rub and tug gear before. Shit, I thought we had one more.
That's one more what?
Show. But yeah. No, we don't. This is it because we're off on Easter break.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then we won't be here for your farewell. Is there a big party plan?
Bothered to rock up next week to work?
Yeah.
We'll keep the place going for you.
Dirty old annual leave. You know, someone's got to use it.
And I'll be honest, I haven't even bothered to chip in money or write on your farewell card, mate. So
wow.
You can get stuffed as far as I'm concerned. If you're not with us, you're against us.
I am concerned That's about whoever spirit. Replaces you, whether they actually have a good sense of humour and are able to cop a bit of crap.
I just hope they bring no positivity, no optimism.
Mm.
You know, keep the legacy going.
Keep the legacy going. Yeah, true.
Of course. You do have a great sense of humour. We call you grumpy and we make fun of, well, I make fun of you. Admittedly, I do a bit more of the heavy lifting there. But we love you deep down.
Thank you.
Well, not even that deep down. It's right there. I know
it's,
I love you.
It's
Let's
very
not
shallow.
Get all soppy.
Shallow love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top layer.
Yeah.
And also, they aren't going to hire someone new. So they're splitting your salary and giving it to Pinky and I. So that is also why I love you.
Because of your world-class journalistic integrity
clearly.
That you demonstrate.
Yeah.
I've broken a few stories. Remember that Harry Styles had hair plugs thing?
Oh,
that's not
stop it.
Local.
Just harassing poor old Harry.
Wondering with your role if we'll ever be able to interview you for something. It would be nice to have you back in the studio at some point.
Probably not with you, but
okay.
Pinky, you've got my number.
There you go. He trusts me. He has trust with me, Anthony. That's what happens after 8 years of off and on relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you missed your anniversary.
Well, yeah.
I actually don't. I think we both did.
No, but I brought it up because
it
came up on my Facebook memory, and I brought it up, which means I actually acknowledged it, Anthony.
What? Well, hang on, because it wasn't the 27th, was
it? That was the first show last year. That's my bloody Facebook post,
March.
Mate. Facebook memories don't lie.
Was that when you were like, oh, there's this great young guy that I'm getting to work with, and now you look back and you go, oh, that's aged well.
No, I never said that about him.
You are right. We
great
were
great young guy. What the hell?
27.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? You got any air checks that you want to give us before you go, Lockie?
Oh, what? You want feedback?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't mean we take it on board.
Oh,
we go,
this is
going to
take too long for
have
this.
Have your say. Put it in the bin.
This is like one of those, you know, you're about to leave. You may as well drop a bomb in the office, like metaphorically, and tell everyone what you think. Some truth bombs.
I think you've
been tell us.
Judged by the people behind you. I don't need to do the air check. They were sitting there looking at you.
They're peering in and looking at Anthony.
I'm going to have to brave them at some point.
Listen to it.
Anyways. Let's do it.
Mr. Cocky on the microphone doesn't want to walk past a crowd to go and take a piss.
Yeah, look at the way he's slouching back as though he's like.
Oh, Anthony.
I'm scared,
Stop
guys.
Stop it. Stop it.
There's scary people in the metro markets. I much prefer a small town.
Nah, it's not scary
Can I
at all.
Actually, if I can say something.
Oh, here we go.
Career, having worked in both metro and regional.
Yep.
I tell you, I encountered more big egos in regional areas than I did in the city.
Oh, yeah. Big fish, small pond.
Yeah. Really?
It's a thing. Yep.
Give us names.
Mr. A.
Weird. Where's
Anthony,
that going?
Anthony.
What?
Yeah,
not Anthony Lehman.
Ego is not a good thing. not a good thing. Well, actually, when I did study theatre, we defined egos because clearly ego is in everybody and it plays a part. But super ego is the problematic one. And that's what you're referring to, Lockie.
And sure. That's what you think I've got?
A super ego.
Shit.
That's what anyone who's a complete dipshit has, yeah. They're just all about themselves.
Guy Sebastian's out there, guys.
You're kidding.
Yep. Gotcha.
If Guy Sebastian was out there and you were refusing to go out, like that would
I
don't
give a shit about Guy Sebastian.
He's cool.
Yeah, he is cool,
yeah,
but
he's
like
looking pretty sleek too.
Let's give a pressure test clue away and then let's give Lockie away and farewell him from the post show show.
I'm done.
Keeping you awake there, bud?
Yeah, I'm tired.
What is glass mainly made up of?
Sand.
Very good.
I
didn't know that.
Had nothing come to mind at all, but when you say sand, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I saw a video on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah, but I saw it 100 years ago in, like, play school.
Paintbrush, if you leave it in paint thinner overnight, the bristles turn to glass.
Ooh.
Give that a crack.
I probably won't, but yeah. You do it, and then we'll have you back in the studio after you've quit, and you can share your story. We'll make it 8:15 prime time because it sounds great. Okay, Lachlan Itter from the newsroom here at Triple M for the final time on the post show show. It has been a real pleasure having you in here, but more than that, working with you. So I'm going to miss you, mate.
Ditto. Thank you, guys. Let's not get soppy, though. I'm trying to avoid having nice things being said and saying nice things. So
that's good. So with that, Lachlan, f*** off.
Okay.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
I didn't see anyone when I made that Guy Sebastian joke. Like, I didn't even look
behind.
And
now there is Guy Sebastian there.
He's literally out there singing.
You're an idiot.
Oh my God.
He just threw and went, oh, Guy Sebastian.
No, I didn't.
That's what you did. You disgusting racist.